I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, for the buzz.
The flashing lights are too much.
Jeez. Wake up.
If you're with us, you survived another 2 hours, and you're awake somehow. What is up, everybody? Man, it's February 5th. How's it February already?
Man,
how
oh my
are
gosh.
We just getting through the honeymoons? Remember, we still have to watch all these couples living at home with each other. What is up, guys? You're watching Married at First Sight After Show on AfterBuzz TV. I am your host, Mike Feeling. We're here for the train wreck along with all of you. We are your support system. You guys give us energy and life. Let me introduce the rest of my panel who slogged through this episode with me. To my left, TK Shimmer.
Hello.
Sorry, Takira.
Team Married up in here.
Team Married. And over on the other side of the table, team looking single.
Team don't
living
want
it
to
up.
Be single.
Team no bedtime. Starting with Ken.
Team bedtime. I'm team bedtime. Still team single, but definitely bedtime.
Team no strings attached. Lanisha.
Hey, all my single ladies. Let's go.
That's the wrong hand.
But right? I'm not married, so I don't have to have the right hand.
That's how single it's the wrong
That's
hand.
That's how single it is.
Guys, you know what we do on here? We're going to go through each one of these couples, all five. We're going to talk about what happened today. We got our special segment. We're going to rate these couples once again. Spoiler, it's probably not going to change that much since last week, but hey, we're going to do it. Then we're going to explore at some point in here, we're going to explore a little question of the day because, of course, we're not live streaming, so we want you guys to be more and more involved. We love reading your comments. Ken and Lanisha have a bunch of your comments written down. We're going to shout you guys out, but we'll give you a little bit more, give almost like a comment prompt, if you will, for down there. But first, let's hear from everybody. We'll start on the opposite end. I mean, Lanisha, what did you think overall of, you know, tonight's last day in paradise?
Can we just get rid of some of these guys?
No, we cannot.
Well, actually, contrast. You know, Mika kind of is a lot to this episode, Hurston. So,
man.
I don't know. A lot of my feelings are flipping.
Ken?
The honeymoons are coming to an end. We have some fairy tale endings, possibly, and also some very bad endings to these honeymoons. So, we're seeing how
well,
it goes.
Grimm's original fairy tales, a lot of bad endings in the original stories. TK?
Overall, the good sex that Jessica was talking about kept me awake. And Brandon's attitude. This is great stuff. This is great stuff.
I mean, off of that, I think we jump right in. Guys, you know how we do it. We talk first about the good ones because there's not a lot to say yet again. And right off of TK, let's just start with Jessica and Austin. I took 3 notes for them. Surprise, they're on the same page with religion. Because they're perfect for one another.
Yes.
And shame on the editors, guys, for trying to fake us out with that preview last week. Like, I go to church, like, dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun,
no,
dun.
It was the most innocuous conversation of like, yeah, I was raised it, but not anymore. Yeah, me too. Great.
Every religion.
Really
knew
stretching.
It.
They're really stretching for something with these guys. The rose petals come back in a cute little private dinner. Yeah, they're amazing. For some reason, millions of us in America and around the world watching the show know these two have had sex, but the other 4 couples are not allowed to know.
Are having sex.
Okay.
Sure.
And it's apparently great.
It's great.
She's great. Hopping out of the bed, getting him breakfast. That's how great it was.
Wow.
Okay. That's how you know it was amazing, because she was like, ooh, honey, let me make sure you have all the energy.
Okay.
Wow.
And she was the one to be like, close the door.
Hurry up.
Okay, let's go.
A healthy meal to start the day.
Right.
You know, making sure he was okay.
You will need your energy for later, honey.
She ready.
I think it's hilarious that he was like, well, I don't kiss and tell now. And she was like, the sex is great.
Okay. She did not mind bragging.
Plus, he's saying to the rest of the group, like, I'm leaving here a very happy man. It's like, guy, we get it. Like, it's cool. Like, you don't need the innuendos. 3 of these couples are having the worst time ever on a vacation.
So
you can give them something to live vicariously through you. Just like something.
Hold on.
I got something totally different from you, I'm sure. Speaking of people who we need to keep happy, we have producer Jonathan online with us.
Oh, woo!
What up?
What's wrong?
How y'all doing?
You don't sound very energetic.
I am so energetic. I don't know what you're talking about.
I got a little side production note. If you could toss up the time and stuff, I think we're on the wrong screen.
All right, I will get it.
Sorry,
going.
Everybody listening. I know you don't care. But in the meantime,
yes.
Lanisha.
Oh, my gosh. So, Eclair Mayo caught last week's episode and said, bisexually is the new word of the day.
Bisexually?
Because I forgot that it was not bicuriously, and I said bisexually.
Vicariously.
Whatever.
Yeah, it's vicarious.
And vicariously.
And she's
still get her wrong.
Bisexually. Still,
yeah. I think she's living bisexually.
Still vicarious.
I think she wants to go with both the women and the men. I think that's all.
Who are we talking about? Yeah, who are we talking about? To? I can't. Was it
no,
Mindy?
No, it was Mindy. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, she mm-hmm. definitely wants
when
to go
Mindy
with anybody
was
else.
About their sex okay. talk and everything.
Any of the women, she'll be. Yeah, I think she.
She was ready. Sure. She
I thought you meant Jessica. Got, I was like, wow.
I want to like get on. I want to get us onto some better topics. But anything else about Austin and
no, everybody loves them. Everybody loves them.
Speaking of which, Katie and Derek. Same exact thing, right? They're super cute. They talk about they like sleeping with dogs. Everybody can hate on me again in the comments for that. I let our dog sleep with us too. I'm sure he kisses me in the middle of the night or something, and people find that disgusting. As Lanisha and I argued plenty of times last season.
Oh, God.
We did.
We did.
Yeah.
Rebecca Coffee, she rates them a 10. So,
ooh,
all right.
Is that the first 10 of the season?
That's Katie and Derek?
Yes, Katie and Derek, yes.
Oh, from them, yeah.
Not surprising. Mm-hmm. Yeah, not surprising. I mean, they're fantastic. The again, producers, editors trying to stretch something with these couples, right?
Right?
So the big drama was that she was taking a shower and he jumped in with her and she was like, ooh, I wanted a little bit of alone time. Yeah, plenty of alone time coming when you get back to D.C. I'm sure he just thought, this will be cute on a honeymoon.
I mean, they're on your honeymoon, so.
If that anyone knows, you guys would know about the married life and about actually having that space.
Oh, yeah. I barely see my wife right now. She works during the day. I'm here at night. Like, yeah.
Yeah, touche. But I think what was so cute about them, or what I found interesting, was we all know that she wants to have babies like yesterday.
Yeah.
And when they were on the bus,
yes.
He was like, oh, I don't know, honey. What do you think? Like 2-3 years? And she's like, whoa, hard two.
But, that's right.
But it's not even a hard two. It's like, you coughed. He was like, 2 months.
2 months. Okay. Yeah, 2 months.
Let's bring it back.
I thought that was really funny.
Because then he said 2 years minimum, and her eyes were like, yeah, that's definitely a maximum.
Her face was
definitely
like,
a maximum. I must have a belly by 1 year, 364 days.
We're going to have it this year.
I was about to say, the pregnancy test better be positive when we get back.
Her phone is beeping every few days. Yeah. Huh, crazy. Speaking of good times had by all, I don't even know how to segue into this. Lanisha, give our friends at home a just fantastic message. Thank you for watching us. Tell them to subscribe to everything.
Well, he already said it all. Definitely subscribe, you guys. Hit that little red button at the bottom. And if you guys are listening on iTunes, feel free to give us a 5-star rating. And don't forget, you guys, we also do some lives on our IGs. We'll give that spiel to you later. But definitely, we want to give some shout-outs to people who've been giving us love. Ask a Classy Man at Bushwhacker, ARW426.
Oh,
I love her face. And Marina Smith. Thank you guys for just showing us love. We're definitely have more shout-outs to come.
Yeah, thank you so much. You guys make AfterBuzz the ESPN of TV talk. You know I say it all the time. You are our extended panel. We love you guys so much. We are just upset as you guys that we're not doing the live thing. We love seeing your comments. So thank you so much for everybody who's leaving the comments and stuff on the videos, because we love interacting with you guys. We talked about the funny conversation on the bus. Okay, with the years and everybody's talking about kids. Mm-hmm. Zach looking the other way, trying to just, you know. Oh. But we're going to get to them later. I want to jump to Mike and Mika, because they're the two that did not go on the little group outing with the catamarans and all the kind of fun on the little private island or whatever. They decided to stay behind. And we get in the beginning, kind of the end of last episode, right, where they're in separate rooms. They're in this weird personal contemplation or something, maybe texting each other with their phones. Who knows if they're checking the ESPN scores. I don't know, something, right? And then they decide they're going to jaunt around town and become friends, or I don't know, something like that. give me your gut feeling. This little venture out, I couldn't decide when it started. Does it make more sense for them to try to do this by themselves? Or is it better to be around loving friends, like some kind of support, and maybe get to know each other better that way? Is that less awkward than forced, you know, alone time?
They've already invited, well, Mika's invited everyone in by telling them their business pretty much the entire last episode. So them having that one-on-one time, being able to experience each other without those opinions, because people have already made their mind up about them, like, that's not going to work. They're not even showing up to events. So them being alone and being able to speak with each other, that one-on-one, enjoy the city, enjoy each other's company. Mm-hmm. I was here for it.
Oh, yeah.
100%.
I wish they went to some better places, but, you know, I definitely agree that they were supposed to do that. I feel like that was right for them to do that one-on-one, because she was a little still mad at him. You could tell.
100%.
She was in her feelings a little bit.
The look and the... I mean, I think it is important to be surrounded by a village, but as far as the ratio goes, I feel like you kind of need to be able to walk on your own 2 feet or 4 feet if you're talking about two people, walk on your own feet about 60-70% of the way.
It might be a rule that Michael has to carry her around the house. She listed out so many at the end there. I'm not sure if she required piggyback rides.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's what it needs to be. But no, I think 100%, you, as a married couple, you need to know how to, I mean, you know this, like you need to know how to survive with your spouse. You need to learn how to reconcile. You need to learn how to talk about issues and work through those issues and not alongside everyone else. And I think, if anything, being alongside everyone else and comparing yourself, I think that's what ate Mika up so much. And she didn't even really give Michael the chance. She did give Michael the chance, and he kind of crashed and burned. The first part of the episode, I was like, so not for... He is all talk and no walk. It's so frustrating. So frustrating. But I'm happy that at the end, it ended up being... a little bit more like she got a kiss on the cheek from him and a smile, and, you know, the juices might be flowing a little bit, and
with
all
the
that
pillow
good
fort
stuff.
Between them.
Okay.
They end up, we know they end up back in the same room, and I guess they sleep there that night. She puts the hard pillow up and forces him to wear a robe or something. That just, it seems strange to me. Here is my thing. The whole time with them, it seemed to me like, I'm cool. Every couple that the every couple that the experts match up, they're not going to be perfect hits right off the bat, right? That's totally understandable. And I like the let's become friends, let's actually get to know each other. Because it's hard. There's cameras around, well, the wedding, everybody, your families are all having fun. Okay.
Yeah.
But what I don't get is, it seems to me like the two of them have never actually addressed the issues in the first place. That being, he's different off camera than on camera.
Yeah.
This whole, we have to have sex, just like, you know, before the end of the honeymoon, that put a complete damper on the relationship, and that really stopped it. So maybe they're not showing those conversations or something like that, but to me, they still haven't addressed those issues.
Say 100%. Like, we need to see those. We need to see those conversations just because it's good TV.
If he could even
we
get it in, because
we
Mika had a lot of rules that were unsettling for me.
Right.
I agree with, like, the cleaning thing, but some of them were just out of the pocket. Like, oh, I get most of the bed. What?
Yeah.
Well, I think that was kind of a cute little joke, but
it didn't come across
a joke.
Like
that fort that she made, that was not no joke.
It didn't come across like it.
It was almost joking, but then when she got to the whole, like, phone, like, phone down, I'm like, I'm a grown.
I think it's strange to me to do those kind of rules when it's one-sided.
Yes.
It puts this weird pressure and this uneasiness on the relationship. Why don't you see if he's messy to start out with? Maybe you didn't need to dictate this, like, you better clean.
Yeah.
Maybe he's the biggest neat freak you ever met in your life. Why have this awkward strain on it, Ken, like, starting off?
Yeah, and I mean, Sharon Hicks pointed out that they're in a power struggle.
Yes.
And it's just like, really, Mika just needs to relax and chill. And it doesn't help that Michael has started off like Rocky. So that's definitely not helping the situation. But just release some of that power, Mika. Just enjoy the time with this man.
Yes.
He messed up. Like, give him a chance. I believe he's trying. But if he's different off camera, then okay, yeah, we do have another problem. So.
But she would have brought it up again if he was acting even more different this season or this episode.
She don't trust him. That's why that
she would have brought it. Right, I have no problem bringing it up.
Yeah, I was about to say that, or they had more conversations. Obviously, like Mike said, but I think 100%, you have to learn how to. It's sometimes strong on the female side. Like if you're raised by strong women, which she is clearly, like surrounded by a female village of all queendom. Mm-hmm. It's just like way up there. And even I had to learn how to raise by a single mom. You're kind of like, I got this. Like I can do it on my own. So she might have that mentality. She's not used to someone doing things for her. So she's very strong. Yeah. She has to dial that way, 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 way back. I don't mean this as like a, oh, the man has to do this and the woman has to do this. Not really a traditional. It's just people as a person, period. You have to make room for somebody. Mm-hmm. And that requires dialing back, no matter who you're with. It can be friends. It can be like a marriage. Like, either way, you got to dial it back because you can't go, you know.
Notes from... from Austin and Jessica. Just take notes from them.
They give and take.
Well, not everybody.
Everybody can take notes from them.
Everybody can take notes. Okay.
I think sometimes this experiment, let's call it, right, really brings out some people's issues. If she's failed a lot in relationships in the past, maybe it's because she's acted like this in the past. Mm. And this is highlighting it, right? Mm-hmm. And they're giving her the person. If the matchmakers are doing their actual job, there's any kind of science behind it, they're giving her the person that could work if she's open to it, rather than maybe she's been like this and she's been with guys who kind of let her walk all over them and she ends up not happy. Hmm. Right? So she's got people, you got to be open to this kind of stuff if you're going to go on the show.
Or they end up unhappy and they completely shut down, like I know Michael will do, because you could tell he was already shutting down. She was listing all of these things, and even though he wasn't saying anything, in his mind he was like, wow.
Right. It's like being scolded. It's being scolded before you did anything.
Yeah, he tried to joke some stuff off, like with a watch, but I don't know. Yeah. That was a lot for him to take in.
And he shut down completely.
You know who else is a lot to take in? It's Zach.
Oh.
Zach and Mindy continue to confound us. I really think I'm going in a good order tonight, too, but I'm proud of myself. Zach and Mindy are confounding. Experts could not have matched odder people, more opposite is what I meant. More opposite. You know, she likes to sleep in. He's waking up at the crack of dawn. She loves a hot shower. He loves crazy cold shower. She's attracted to him. He's not attracted to her. They're very opposite people.
Man.
Right? I mean, there's not a ton to say about this. They dance around this. They have been for multiple episodes at this point. Let me just put it out there. Zach is not attracted to Mindy, okay? Mm. And that's okay. That's fine. Yeah. I'm sure thousands of people watching this don't find me attractive. That's fantastic. I'm married. I like to think my wife thinks I'm handsome. That's great. That's all that matters, right? It's okay that he's not attracted to her. I'm going to toss out the questions because I think some of the stuff we talked about discussing is more interesting than anything that actually happened with them in this episode, okay?
Right. Okay.
One, first question, let's do this. If that is actually the case, and we talked about it a little bit last week, so TK, get your opinion on it. What should he be doing? If we gave him the complete benefit of the doubt, this is a nice guy, you know, whatever. He's just not attracted to her. And that's just what it is.
I, first and foremost, want him to stop dancing around the question. He has literally listed a bajillion different ways of just saying I'm not attracted, because even when his guys answer him. So what he should do first and foremost, like you said, just acknowledge, simply say, I'm not attracted to you. Or just like in his own mind, just say, I'm not attracted to her, but I need to give this because I made a promise to myself. And if I'm as real as I claim that I am, which I'm not buying it, just give her a shot. Just say, you know what? Look, I'm not attracted to this woman, but I will get to know her. I will give her a chance. I will not be turned off with everything that she says and does. Be honest. He's trying to be honest, but not everybody receives honesty in a way. Oh, it's tough.
Again, if you're, and let's go to the single side.
Or just leave.
If you're giving this guy the benefit of the doubt, how much would we come down on him if he was like, I just don't find you attractive? If he was straight up with her like that, that's pretty harsh.
It's harsh.
So, okay, 100%. He is dancing around it, and we all get the subtext. Maybe she's just not cluing in on it. I think she is, because she ends up really upset at the end of every episode.
Because how he's treating her, how he makes her feel. Like, if he doesn't want to be upfront like that with her, there's counselors for a reason.
Yeah.
There's Pastor Cal for a reason. If you don't want to come to that person, if you don't want to come to Mindy and say, I'm just straight up not attracted to you, because obviously you don't want to offend anybody. But he can go to the counselors and say, look, Pastor Cal, man to man, I don't know what to do because I'm not attracted to this woman, but I need to do something different because obviously I'm not married yet. And what I'm used to is not working. Help me. Where do I start? And if at the end of the day, you need to set boundaries for yourself or you need to set standards. And if you're not meeting these things, leave. If you really don't feel like you can get to where she is, respect the hell out of her and don't waste her time.
Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors. And today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to. And you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Yay. I think part of it is not doing the dance around conversation, which leaves everybody frustrated and confused because he's not being straight up. I think, I don't want to hog it. I think, Lanisha and I, you talked about last season with, what's their names? The two that obviously are attracted of, they could say, look, hey, we're not attracted to each other. Let's do something out of this experience, though. Let's talk to the counselors. Let's learn about ourselves in a relationship. Let's be friends. Like, what would you like? Or something like that.
Obviously. And there was actually some people who brought up couples from season one talking about Jamie and Doug who are still together. So Free Spirit, Mara, Susan Gonzalez, and Mick Jekka. And Jonathan, if you pull up the photos of Jamie and her husband, Doug, Jamie wrote a post saying that she said, it was long, but I shortened it, y'all. She said, I thought I made the worst decision of my life. Oh. I had zero feelings for my husband. There was no sparks, no chemistry, nothing. And then she goes on to say, eventually, I skipped ahead, okay. Yeah. Eventually, Doug and his smooth-talking, good-looking, and super charming ways won me over. And now, almost 6 years later, we have a beautiful daughter and one on the way.
Oh
yes, you guys.
If you're joining us on iTunes, thank you. But hop on over to YouTube because we're flashing some pictures and we're showing at the wedding pictures the look on her face.
Yes.
Pure disgust.
So I remember.
By the way, if you go between Jonathan, this picture of them getting married, and now flip back to the picture with the baby. She has done some kind of glam up on this guy, okay? Because he looks much better now, and this is from years ago, okay?
Jamie's hosting for the Unfiltered.
That's right.
Married After Sight Unfiltered.
This is a perfect lead-in, and Ken, I want to give you the first stab at this, okay? Mm-hmm. This happened with them. Can this happen with Mindy and Zach? And the real question that we talked about is, when we were watching the episode, is it a difference between men and women? If we can do a gross generalization, are men just more visual creatures and women tend to be more emotional? So where Jamie can see, you know, maybe not immediately, but she can be willing to warm up.
The potential.
Is Zach the kind of guy where it's like, not attractive, just don't care, just going to shut down?
Zach is definitely that guy. Like, he has every episode, she is upset, she is... like, just listen to him, believe him. He is not attracted. That's obviously, I think men and women, it may be different for different people. That is definitely the top, very top of his priority list.
Right.
She could have been homeless, but if she's hot, like, he's like, okay, well, we can work on that other stuff. But that it definitely bothers him. And you're right, like, TK, if he, go talk to the pastor, be straight up and say, look, I'm not, it's not working. Him dancing around saying, like, how can you help me help to become attracted to
to
you,
grow by attraction,
to grow
right?
it, and so it can evolve like, into something like shut up, like yeah. no, let's be real about it.
Yeah, I'm not feeling Zach, and I feel like I feel like it's not going to work because Zach's not trying. At all. Yeah. He won't even give her a dab anymore.
Right, that's okay? right.
She
that's
can't right. even get a dab.
Yeah. Okay? She was like, all right, I'll play this game. We'll do knuckles. And he's like, you ruined it. Now you ruined
nothing.
My knuckles.
There's no effort
come
there.
Come on.
Do you guys think that there's a difference, though, as far as men and women? I know, Ken, you said pretty much it just depends on the person. Mm-hmm. Lanisha, what do you think? Because I'm kidding. This is a hard one.
No, because women, we do like attraction. Yeah. Okay. But same. I feel like the difference is attraction can build.
Yeah.
Because there's been some people who I was not attracted to, but I eventually got attracted to them as they were my friends, as I got to get to know their humor exactly. side. There were some things that I did find very attractive of things that they did.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. there's just, Zach's not trying. He needs to try harder.
Exactly.
And get with it.
So then jump in on this real quick because we're starting to run out of time. Is attraction the most important thing?
No.
No.
Mm-mm. And by when you say no, do you mean physical attraction? What exactly do you mean?
I thought you meant attraction as an appearance.
Okay.
So
physical attraction.
Yeah. So that's not really, you could be physically attractive and just be an ass.
Yeah. I think attraction period, if you're leaving it kind of like that vague, then yeah, it is. Because if you're not just talking about physical,
right.
I need to be attracted to your communication style. I need to be attracted to the things that you think and your thought process and your jokes and your humor. Mm-hmm. So that's what chemistry is all about.
Right?
You're attracting me to who you are. So if you're talking about that, then I'll say 100% it's necessary. Like, I need to somehow mesh with you and be drawn to you.
Sure.
So, yeah.
Because otherwise you could be friends. Think. Yeah.
I like that you said how you think, because intelligence can be so sexy.
I think it's got to be, but I think it's got to be both sides. It's got to be a mental and physical thing.
Yeah.
If this is going to be the person you're going to spend your whole life with, oof. If mm-hmm. you don't have those two things locked in, you're always going to have some kind of wandering eye.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. Ooh, poor that's good.
Poral eyes. Well, I don't know how to segue into Taylor and Brandon, so we're just going to talk about them because Brandon.
Speaking of butts.
What a little hissy fit today. So, Brandon, once again, we got to hear how he's a private person. He's not used to cameras following him around. Yeah, neither is anybody else, Brandon. Neither is Taylor. We get into that whole weird conversation where he doesn't seem to want to let go that she has more than 3 followers on Instagram. Like, by the way, we tried to look this up during the episode. And guys, comment if you found it. But I found some articles who actually couldn't find her Instagram. I looked. I couldn't find her Instagram either. Maybe it's been deactivated. I don't know. But newsflash for Brandon, people have hundreds of thousands, millions of followers. I think in the episode she said she had 13K. That's not that impressive. It's like, it's not a big deal. Yeah. Really, I feel like some college kids are probably topping that right now just from, they've had it since they were in high school and college. So whatever. She says she's only had a couple of boyfriends. I commented she should give it some more shots, perhaps, and some more tries. And then the main meat of their thing, because it seems like throughout the episode, they start to grow together, right? Things are being a little bit better. I think Taylor has some low standards of what she needs for the relationship to kind of be okay. But then near the end, which was literally the most exciting 2 minutes of the entire episode, Brandon just loses it, right? He wakes up, okay, and he starts getting snippy with the producer, like, where's my breakfast? Well, what are we supposed to do until breakfast? She's like, well, you guys are going to talk. And he seems to forget that he signed on to have his entire life documented for the next 8 weeks, and they have the little showdown in the elevator. I know I'm being long-winded here, which Taylor says, I don't want to be married to somebody who's acting like this. I want you like when you're nice and sweet. And as she said, he tunes all that out and just hears, I don't want to be married to you. So then again, you know, he takes the ring off, he throws the ring, he storms out, he curses her out on the bus and curses everybody out. And that's where we end it.
So I have something nice to say about Brandon and Taylor before we, you know, say anything bad. I appreciated their golden tans. They were very sun-kissed.
Oh!
So they are going to.
I thought he was sunburned because he needed that
album. So they left Panama,
good
going
job,
back to
Panama
DC
sun.
With, you know, nice tan. So
way
that,
to show the
that is that is the positive. That's all I got.
That's
positive.
What you got.
Thank
so
you
I
for
will.
That.
Lit.
All right.
Yeah. And there were some people who could relate to Brandon as far as the camera. But again, you are on a reality TV
you
show.
Signed up
you
for
signed
it.
Up to be followed by cameras 24/7.
Yeah.
And I'm going to let you guys go before I get into the memes that y'all had for Brandon.
Well, the main thing to me, and I think we've said this previously with AJ, right? AJ and Steph last season. look. You can be not used to it, but there's a difference between it making you kind of uncomfortable and you're kind of unsure to being outright rude to the people who are just trying to work. Like, dude,
yeah.
It's that guy's job to
yeah.
follow you with the camera.
Yeah.
You're going to shove him out of the way or something like that. This guy's, you know, away from his family in Panama filming you doing some dumb show, right? Sorry, I love the show. But that's what this poor guy is thinking. Like, I have to do this, and now I'm, like, next to getting assaulted by this guy
yeah.
who is having, like, a little stardom hissy fit, right?
Yeah.
So there's a way to go about it, like, oh, God, guys, I'm kind of freaking. How about you go with your wife and go on a beautiful walk or something like that? Go do something fun, whatever. Because
yeah.
the producer says, if you go down and get a drink, we're going to go follow you and get a drink. You want to go get some water? Do that. You want to sit in the elevator? We'll do that. So there's ways to let off steam.
For it.
Just go to the bathroom. They can't follow you there. Just
ooh.
Go
well.
To the bathroom.
Right?
I know, right?
For
no,
three
but I feel
hours.
Like I feel like it forces you to there. Like you said, it's a difference between just typical everyday frustration and him showing his true colors. Like cameras forcing you to show your true colors, and there's a lot of insecurity and there's a lot of anger there that he just needs to address. And I think insecurity is his big one.
We brought that up from the beginning.
Yeah.
She is this stellar person
yep.
just in general, and then not only is he around her feeling that way, and then all the cameras are capturing it too, Ken.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, he
well, since we're talking about the cameras, let's pull up some of these memes that
let's
you guys
pull up those
had.
Memes.
Oh my gosh. You
we
guys
love it.
Are hilarious. This one says Brandon after the bath awaiting another rude awakening. And oh,
stop it.
Oh my
it's
gosh.
So
let's
good.
Go to the next one with Simpson.
It's so good.
Oh gosh. Brandon's idea of romance be like and showing Simpson holding a flower in the tub. You guys definitely need to check out these memes. So go to our YouTube
but
channel.
But she loved it. That was the thing. Like Taylor loved the
yeah.
bathtub. And in all of our minds, it's like that is like the most stereotypical thing you do. Like, well, candles, flowers, bathtub, champagne. Right?
Taylor is very optimistic.
Yes.
She is very optimistic to Brandon.
Too optimistic.
She and
be done.
Exactly.
That is a
Run.
Great way to put it. Guys, that is it. Let's get into some numerical business with these couples.
Woo.
Jonathan, bring up the strategically
right.
plotted graphs.
Here we are.
Well, there's our pattern. Let's start where we start. As always, Jessica and Austin. Tough one this time, guys. Tough.
10! Oh, that
Yay!
Was so hard for me.
I don't know. The religion threw me off.
Oh, my gosh.
No, I'm giving them a 9.
They agree on too much
in the religion.
No.
I'm giving them a 9.5 because, I mean, they're having great sex. So
yes.
Just, yep.
That's
cluster me in there. Give them a 9. Whatever. It's going to be one solid dot. Katie and Derek.
Look how all over the place our graph is.
Katie and Derek, I give them an 8.
Going with the 9 for Katie and Derek.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go with an 8 right now.
I'm going to do an 8 as well. You know, we didn't get to talk about them a lot. There was a little bit peppered in this episode.
Mm-hmm.
It seemed like they might not be amazing. So we'll do a little bit
of
caution.
On Katie's side.
A little bit. But, I mean, they're still fantastic compared to
yeah.
Taylor and Brandon.
Oh, gosh. I think they're great, you guys. I'm going to give them a 0. Great.
A 1. And that's it. A 1.
A 1.
Uno for me.
Yeah, a 1 for me, too. I like to think that maybe the producers are trying to make a big switcheroo on us or something, but this guy is just whatever. It's not happening. Okay. Eminem. Lanisha's downfall.
Aw. I have to give them a 3.
Look at how high they were.
Yeah.
They were so high.
Wow, they were so
oh
up there.
Oh my gosh,
so
now
high.
I have to give them a 3.
They were so up there.
So low.
Ken?
I'll give them a 2.
I'm giving a 2, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to give them a 3. I think they've actually made progress since last episode, so I'm going to have a little cautious optimism. If they can actually do this friendship thing, maybe they can. Maybe they'll just be a giant U on our graph. And then Mindy and Zach. Ken, first word on Mindy and Zach.
I will go with a 1. I'm agreeing with Sarah Rubino, who says Zach is not the bag of chips he likes to think he is.
His hair is perfect, though, even in the ocean by himself. TK.
Oh, my gosh. I'm giving them, like, a 0.2.
I'm going to give them a flat-out 0. Lanisha?
They're staying at that 0.
I don't see any chance. I think, man, as soon as they get the opportunity, you're just going to be like, yeah, this is goodbye. Yeah, 8 weeks. 8 weeks countdown. Yeah.
Yep.
Yes.
Zach has got an 8-week countdown. Like, Katie has a pregnancy counter going. They are ready.
Oh, yeah.
And Stuart Pierre gives Brandon and Taylor a 3, Derek and Katie a 5, Jessica and Austin a 8, and Mindy and Zach a 1.
Yeah. These couples, as opposed to previous seasons, I think are a lot easier to plot out. But, unless there's going to be some major plot twists.
We need some major plot twists, because we're over here like, okay, the season's done. Like, we know who's going to survive and who's not.
Yeah, but even more so than that, yes, but flat out in the season, you get these situations like, how do you come back from that? Like, how do you come back from throwing your ring and, like, F you, Taylor, and, like, screw everybody. But where do you go from that? Like, well, I just is grumpy.
And it's in paradise.
The best situation.
This is happening in paradise, so I cannot wait until real life happens.
Like, that's right.
The nation's capital.
The nation's capital. Where people aren't bringing you breakfast every morning. Where everything isn't free because the show is paying. But where, you know, all this stuff.
When you gotta work and come home tired.
Imagine that. Like, we are gonna go and do right now.
Team
guys! I'm telling you, I have a lot more fun talking about this show with the four, the three of you guys and all of you watching us at home. Thank you so much. We love doing this with you guys. Again, put your comments down. We read all of them. We love you guys. Tell us some of the questions that we ask. Men versus women on appearance, initial appearance. Is appearance and attraction the most important thing? Let us know what you guys think. Of course, rate the couples. Until next week, we're going to be here. You know we're going to be here. Ken, where can our friends follow you at?
Kenneth Ware on all streaming platforms.
Yes, and on Lanisha, you guys can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Lanisha, spelled L-A-N-I-S-H-A 914. You guys can also follow me, so on my IG live.
TK!
You can find me, Takira Shabre, at Takira_Shabre on Instagram and Twitter.
Guys, thank you once again. My name is Mike Thieling. You can find me everywhere at Mike Thieling. We will see you next week. Science is pretty cool.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.